Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
/Clangers for good. Big game coming up tonight. Collingwood taking on Richmond to preview that. Former Dockers superstar, now part of the SEN family, Michael Barlow joins us. Mickey, how are you?
Good. Kimbo, Rooch, going very well. So, big weekend in Adelaide and Perth, isn't it, for the showdown and derby, respectively. And all clubs are under a little bit of pressure. And as always, probably the losing sides out of both games will be the talking points next week. But we can start with tonight.
Yeah, what was your record like in the derbies or derbies?
Derbies, yeah. Over in the West, they're very particular about that derby. Derby, that's how they want it today. That's how they want it pronounced. Well, it was good. We were good. I think my first patch of my career at Freo, we hardly lost. And then I don't reckon we won one for my last couple of years. So it tends to be the way. I'm not sure about the showdown record, but in the derbies, it's just a winning streak for one of the clubs for a long period. And at the moment, it's the Dockers, I think, on a 3 or 4 game winning streak. But I was good for the first patch and then really poor towards the back end. We lost a fair few.
Michael, tonight are you going to see a Collingwood side that is the best to watch in the AFL today?
I think so. The first 2 weeks has shown that, hasn't it? In terms of the way they're playing, I watched them live last year in the semi-final when they played the Dockers at the MCG. And they were as good a side live to watch as I've seen that night. The Dockers probably played into their hands with slow ball movement and handed the ball back to the middle of the ground. But when they explode off half back and they just go in waves, it's like re-watching the Mighty Ducks, the Flying V, the overlap handball and ducking in behind, utilising their ball users. They're scintillating. But I reckon Damien Hardwick will have something up his sleeve tonight. There's a real underdog mentality, I think, about the Tigers tonight. And I think we know that the Tigers have a fair bit of quality at its disposal anyway.
Michael, I'm feeling that as well. But they've got some massive outs, haven't they? Dustin Martin, Jacob Hopper, Jaden Short, Nathan Broad. Do they have enough depth to be competitive?
Yeah, I think last week they only had 11 play in the VFL game as well. So that would speak to the fact that, you know, if they're fully fit or fully loaded at the time, they should have 16 or 17. So they're kind of probably already battling a little bit with availability. And to throw those names you mentioned on top of that, we'll test the depth. What's coming through from below, like I think, at the end of the day, it's whoever comes in, they can help, but it's going to be the guys, Prestia, that's in there, Tom Lynch, the really big boys that are proven performers that are going to get the job done. So Ralph Smith, Ross and Judson Clark come in. I don't think, well, I could be wrong, but if any of those three are match winners tonight, good for them, but I can't see it happening. I think it's Lynch and Prestia and the guys that have been around a while.
Michael, is this fact or myth that Damien Hardwick tonight might as well just be looking in a mirror, because you've got Craig McRae and there's also Justin Lepich there, who have both been part of his program at Richmond. Is Damien Hardwick looking at what Richmond has done, taken to another level with Collingwood?
Yeah, probably. I remember 2017, it was the surge, wasn't it, from the Tigers? It was kind of get
chaos
the ball in
footy.
Contest, numbers around get the numbers around the contest and get the speed towards goal. I think Collingwood have a little bit more polish with it. Which is saying a bit. So, the magnets you have, and if you have a couple of Dacosses, you have a Crisp, you have a side bottom, Scott Pendlebury uses the ball pretty well. So there's enough there to suggest the talent now is matching up with a really good style at Collingwood. And I think, Damien Hardwick, I think it's his 300th game or something in charge. I read something today. So, he has a lot to be proud of for what he's done and also what he's produced from the coaches that have gone out and made a name for themselves, like Craig McRae, albeit Damien Hardwick might begrudge it tonight.
Mickey, we know how busy you are. Prediction and a tip for tonight and a margin?
Yeah, I told you 4:30 had to be out, or 4:30 Victorian time, because I've got a gym class. And it's one of those gym classes you go to. If you're late, you have to do burpees. So margin tonight, Let's go with, and it'll be an Amy Klanger when I roll in there in 2 minutes and they make me do 20 burpees. It's not a good sight. Let's go the Pies tonight by 16. I'll give you one in the showdown. I think the Power by 12. Let's go Charlie Dixon will kick six and get the medal. I'll give you one in the West as well because I've gone off the top. I don't know if you care about the Derby, but
no,
the Dockers by 26. Jordan Clark, right, off halfback. Time for some overlap run from the Dockers and get a bit of handball received. Jordan Clark will be the beneficiary of that and win the Ross Glendinning Allen medal.
Oh, Mickey, I love it. There's an evil part of me that wants to ask you a really in-depth question, so you have to do 100 burpees.
Go on.
No, we've got to get to the news, and we don't want you dying on us, all right? So we appreciate your time, and go well in the gym.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you. I'm on the run now.
It's a minute and a half past four. Mm. I wonder what it is for every 30 seconds. Burpees, they are absolute killers.
Would you rather be late for the gym or late with Ross Lyon?
Probably the gym, Rooch.